Okay, let's get started.
让我们开始。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for your goodness to us.
我们为你的美善感谢你。
I ask that you will help us as we study your word this morning.
当我们学习你的话语的时候，求你来帮助。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
We have been looking at the introduction to Paul's letter.
我们在看这个以弗所书信的引言。
And one of the things that I had asked you to be thinking about on the handout.
在讲义上我们希望大家思想的问题是。
Three times in this opening phrase, introduction.
在这个开篇里边有三次。
He says, to the praise of his glory.
他说使他的荣耀得到称赞。
He's telling us God's purpose for us.
他告诉我们神的心意是
is to live, and all of these blessings are given to us for the praise of his glory.
是神把这些祝福给我们，让我们把这些活出来，是让他的恩典得到称赞。
So in verse 5 and 6, he predestined us for adoption to the praise of his glorious grace.
第五、第六节讲到预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得到称赞。
Verse 12, we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory.
十二节说从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人，让他的荣耀可以得到称赞。
Verse 14,
十四节
until we, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession to the praise of his glory.
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之民被赎，
使他的荣耀得到称赞。
保罗这样不断地重复这句
to the praise of his glory.
使他的荣耀得着称赞。
Now let me ask you, what does it mean for us to live to the praise of his glory?
使他的荣耀得着称赞的这种生活方式意味着什么呢？
What does that mean?
这个意味着什么？
Be thinking about that as we work through the lesson, and then I'll come back to it.
然后大家想一想，再过两个星期我们再回来讲这个。
But if you realize that God has poured all these blessings to our life,
如果你想一想，神把这个所有的福气浇灌在我们身上。
Not so that we can collect them.
不是把我们把这些福气都给收在手上，聚集起来。
And put them on a shelf.
然后把它放在一个书架上。
This week I heard someone telling about a collection of a very beautiful kind of glass they have.
有一个人讲到他收集了这个很漂亮的玻璃器皿。
And they said, I just sit in my living room and turn the lights out, on and look at the beautiful glass.
他说我就在我坐在我们家的那个房间里边呢，把那个灯光给调到正好的角度，然后看着我所收集的这个玻璃器皿。
And he said, I enjoy it so much.
他说我特别的享受。
And he said, you could enjoy it too if you were invited to my house.
你如果能够我邀请你到我们家，那你也可以享受。
But he said, you're not invited.
但是你却没有被邀请。
It is for me to enjoy.
那只是让我自己来享受的。
Now that's fine.
那没关系。
But God's pouring out his blessings in our life.
但是神把他的祝福浇灌在我们的生命中。
Is not so that we can say, look at how blessed I am.
不是让我们说，哦，你看看我多蒙福。
Look at what God did for me.
你看看神为我做了什么。
But you're not invited.
哎，但是你却没被神邀请。
No, these blessings are poured into us.
这些祝福被浇灌在我们的生命中。
So that we live to the praise of his glory.
以至于我们可以做到说使神的荣耀得到称赞。
And so if you can do two things at once this morning,
所以今天早上如果你可以同时做两件事。
I would like for you to be listening to what I'm going to say.
一个是听我所讲的。
And be thinking,
然后同时在想。
What does it mean then for me to live to the praise of his glory?
这个使他得到荣耀，使他的荣耀得到称赞的生活，对我意味着是什么样的？
What will it mean if I am receiving these blessings so that I live to the praise of the glory of His grace?
我接受了这些祝福，那我怎么样可以过一个使神的荣耀得到称赞的生活？
Now, what are the blessings?
这些祝福包括什么呢？
We have been chosen. The Father chose us.
父神拣选了我们。
We have been chosen in Christ.
我们在基督里蒙拣选。
We have been predestined for adoption.
我们被预定得名儿子的名分。
We have been made accepted.
我们在基督里得蒙接纳。
Then the blessings from Christ that come to us. We have been redeemed.
我们得蒙救赎。
We have received forgiveness of sins.
我们过犯得以赦免。
Last week we saw we have been enlightened.
上一次我们看到我们被神光照。
Continuing today,
继续今天。
Verse 11 and 12.
第十一节、十二节。
I want you to see that we have been given an inheritance in verse 11.
想让我们看到我们已经被神给了我们基业。
In Him.
在他里面。
Here is your test question for today.
这是我们今天的考试问题。
Who is the Him?
在他里面，谁是他呢？谁是他呢？
See if I am teaching this class very well.
看来我教这门课教得太好了。
We've had six shots at this. Who is the Him in Ephesians 1?
谁是那个以弗所里边的他呢？这个里边。
Jesus. In Christ, in Him.
在他里边，这个他。
All of these blessings come because we are in Him.
所有的这些祝福降临到我们身上。
In Him, we have obtained an inheritance.
在他里边，我们有基业。
Having been predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will.
那位随己意行做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
So in Christ we have an inheritance.
所以在基督里边，我们有一份基业。
Peter describes this inheritance.
保罗彼得是怎么描述这个基业的呢？他是这样说的
：It is incorruptible.
他说是不能朽坏
，undefiled.
不能玷污
，it fades not away.
不能衰残。
I did not think.No, I'm not going to tell this story because I didn't ask Sue beforehand.
我不会讲这个故事。
Yeah, okay, she won't mind.
我又没有征得我太太的同意，我还是讲吧。后来她。
Soon after we were married, my father-in-law passed away.
我们没有结婚多久，我的岳父就过世了。
And part of our inheritance was very funny.
我们所继承的一部分呢是很有意思的财产。
Because my father-in-law had lived in times where.There was not very much money and not very much possessions.
我岳父生活的那个时代的时候，人不是说很有钱，也不是有很多东西。
And so every time he went to the store and toilet paper was on sale, he would buy a lot.
所以呢，每次就是那个厕所的手纸在那个折价的时候呢，我的那个岳父就会买很多这个厕所的手纸。
And so when he died,
所以当他死了以后
，there were closets filled.With toilet paper.
所以他的那个壁橱里边呢，就有好多那个厕所的手纸。
And part of our inheritance was that for at least a year after he died, we did not have to buy any toilet paper.
所以我们的继承的财产就是他去世之后那一年，我们整年都不需要买厕所的手纸。
Peter says our inheritance that we have in Christ.
所以彼得讲到，我们从基督里边所继承的这个产业
is better than toilet paper.
肯定是比那个厕所的手纸好。
It is incorruptible.
第一个呢，它是不能朽坏。
And it is held, it is reserved in heaven for us.
然后为我们存留在天上。
We're going to come back to that idea later.
我们待会儿会再回到这个为我们存在天上。
Paul says in Romans 8,
保罗在罗马书第八章
讲到 we are joint heirs with Christ.
我们跟耶稣基督是同为后嗣。
I told you before, that means whatever he has inherited,
这个、
We inherit.
就是说，耶稣基督他继承了什么，我们也就继承了什么。
What belongs to him belongs to us.
就是属于基督的，也就属于我们。
Now he tells us in Romans 8:17 what we inherit.
罗马书八章十七节告诉我们，我们继承了什么呢
？Let's look at that.
让我们来看一下罗马书第八章十七节。
Because I think it's important for us to know. What is our inheritance?
所以让我们我觉得很重要的就是要我们知道我们继承了什么。
You know, if you know that someone has put you in their will,
如果你知道有些人把你写在他的遗嘱里面,
you kind of know, okay, someday I will receive this.
你就知道有一天我会继承这个遗产。
My wife has some beautiful dishes.
我太太有一些那个很漂亮的瓷器。
And when my daughter was young, before she was old enough to know better,
在我的女儿还很小的时候，还不是很懂事的时候。
Now she would not say it this way.
她现在就不会这么说了。
She looked at these dishes and she said to her mom,
她就看着这些很漂亮的这些瓷器，就对我妈，对我太太说
，Mommy, when you are dead, can I have those?
她说妈，等你死了以后，那些瓷器可不可以归我呀？
That's an inheritance.
那个是一个你的继承的产业。
I know I'm going to receive it.
我知道有一天我会得到这个财产。
In Romans 8, Paul tells us what this inheritance includes.
保罗告诉我们所要继承的这个产业是什么。
Romans 8:17.
罗马书八章十七节。
We are children of God.
我们是神的儿女。
And if children, then heirs.
既是儿女，便是后嗣。
Heirs of God.
就是神的后嗣。
Fellow heirs with Christ.
和基督同作后嗣。
What Christ has, we will have.
主耶稣有什么，我们就有什么。
And then he tells us two things that we inherit.
然后他告诉我们两件是我们所要承受的产业。
And someone look at this verse and tell me what the two things are that we are inheriting.
请大家看一下这个经节，告诉我们会继承哪两件东西。
Suffering and glory, very good.
第一个是受苦，第二个是荣耀。
How many of you find the second part of that very exciting?
第二个，多少人觉得第二部分让你觉得很兴奋？
We are going to share in His glory.
我们要和他一同得荣耀。
How many of you find the first part very exciting?
多少人觉得第一个部分让你觉得很兴奋，很激动？
Not so much.
没有多少人，对不对？
But Paul says,
但是保罗说，
Don't be surprised when you suffer.
所以保罗说，当你受苦的时候，不要觉得很震惊。
It's part of our inheritance.
那也是我们所继承的一部分产业。
Sometimes in parts of our world, that has been physical martyrdom.
在有世界的有些地方，可能就真的意味你要做殉道士。
I think that for most of us, we don't expect to face that.
我们中间，我们大概没有人会期望我们会去做殉道士。
But sometimes the suffering is smaller.
有的时候这个苦呢，受的苦是小一些的。
This summer, I am going to be teaching for a week in India.
这个星期夏天呢，有一个星期我会在印度教课。
And so I've been reading and trying to find.What the issues are that the Christians face in that part of India?
我就在看在读，想说知道在印度作为基督徒，他们所面临的问题是什么。
There are areas of India where the Hindu people are still physically killing Christians.
在印度的有些地方，他真的是还是有这个印度教的人会把基督徒杀死。
But as I was reading about the area where I'm going, I discovered that being killed is not the biggest issues the Christians there face.
但是呢，我去读，就是我所要去那个地方呢，在那个地方，作为基督徒被杀还不是最大的问题。
It is a more complicated suffering.
它是一个更复杂的一个受苦。
And a suffering that you may understand. So let me explain their situation.
那个要受的苦，可能你可以理解。让我给你解释一下是怎么回事。
Most of the Christians in that area come from the Dalits, the lowest class in India.
就是那个从那个地方来的基督徒呢，都是从那个印度那个种族阶层最低的阶层出来的。
And they have grown up as Hindu.
他们长大的时候就自然而然成为印度教徒。
In trying to care for the low class, low caste, I'm sorry, caste.
就是为了能够照顾这些低级最低级种姓的这个阶层。
The Indian government has passed laws that say.
印度政府就通过了法律说。
10% of government jobs will be reserved for Hindu members of this caste.
所以呢，政府就说。那个政府的10%的工作呢，是给这个种姓最低的这个阶层的。
Children who are Hindus from this caste can go to university free.
他说，那你如果是这个最低的，你是个印度教徒，这个种最低的种姓的孩子，你可以去大学免费上大学。
Taxes will be lower for members of this caste.
所以呢，你是那个种姓阶层呢，你所付的税也会低一些。
So here is the situation.
所以这个情况是这样的。
You grow up in that environment.
你是在那个环境里长大。
You become a Christian.
你现在成为基督徒了。
You are required by law to go down and change your official registration from Hindu to Christian.
那印度的法律又要求你现在要去要重新注册。以前你是等于说你在那个种姓里是印度教徒，现在你要说我是基督徒。
But when you do, you remove yourself from that privileged group by law.
但是呢，你一旦你把你的身份换成了基督徒，那你就不再享受作为那个阶层所，就是那个最低阶层政府所给的这些权益。
Your children will no longer be guaranteed a university education.
所以呢，你的孩子就不能免费受大学教育。
Your taxes will jump by 25%.
你所要付的税也会高25%。
And 10% of the jobs at Scripps were reserved for members of this caste.
但是那个本来在政府工作有10%是给那个最低种姓的。
And you now will lose your position.
但是现在你就没有这个，你就不再有这个机会了。等于说你必须是这个种姓，还必须是印度教徒。
Will you A?
所以呢，你的选择是 A， 第一个选择。
Say to your family.
对你的家庭说。
Because your daddy is now a Christian.
现在因为爸爸是基督徒了
，You can't go to university.
你现在就不能上大学了。
And I lost my job today.
然后今天我也没工作了。
Or will you be?
或者呢，你的选择是
？Say I will be a secret Christian.
我做一个秘密的基督徒。
Who will remain registered as Hindu?
我的那个注册上面说我还是个印度教徒。
And I will be a Christian without telling anyone.
我就不告诉任何人我是基督徒，但是我还是基督徒。
And the Christians in Southwest India,
所以在这个西南部印度的这些基督徒
face this decision.
所以他们就面临着这个决定。
The suffering is much more insidious than martyrdom.
他们所面临的这些苦难，比你直接要去为主殉道，其实更怎么说呢？就是
Because it's one thing to face a gun and have someone say, "Are you a Christian? And are you ready to die and go to heaven?"
所以有人真是拿枪抵到你的头上说你要你是基督徒吗？你可能死了马上上天堂。但另外一件事就是
It may be in some ways more difficult
在从某种角度来讲这个可能更困难
to have someone say
有人对你说
Would you fill out this paperwork that means your children can't go to university and you will lose your job
有没有说你就是说你如果你在这上面填说你不是你是基督徒那你就不可能去上大学
You understand?
了解吗
And many people in India are saying, no, I can't face that cost.
然后很多基督徒在印度就说我没有办法面对这样的情况。
Paul says, here is the first part of our inheritance.
保罗就讲到说这个是我们所面临的我们的产业的第一部分。
We will suffer with him.
我们和他一同受苦。
He says, don't be surprised when you suffer.
他说当你受苦的时候不要震惊。
Don't be surprised when someone else gets the promotion at work because you were honest and they were not.
你不要觉得惊奇在你的工作中因为你诚实的另外一个人不诚实他反而得到了提升。
He says, don't be surprised.
所以保罗说你不要惊奇。
God has put you in his will.
神已经把你写在他的那个
And it says right there,
那个
You inherit with Jesus
这里写的这神的旨意写得很清楚你和基督耶稣同为后嗣
Suffering
一起做后嗣就意味着你们一同受苦
And sometimes we read it and we say Do you mind leaving me out of that part of the will?
然后我们可以跟神说、哦、你可以把那部分把我从那个部分的旨意中挪出去
But he says
但是保罗说
If we suffer with him,
这里说到，如果我们和他一同受苦
then we may also be glorified with him.
我们也必和他一同得荣耀。
And that word there, glorified, is simply to have glory. To share in his glory.
这个一同得荣耀就是被神给我们荣耀，跟他一同分享这个荣耀。
And then he says something that is very important.
然后再说就非常重要一件事。
When you are tempted to think,
当你去想
the suffering is too high, the price is too high.
这个受苦太大了，这个代价太大了。
I don't want people to laugh at me because I'm a Christian.
我不想因为我是基督徒就被别人嘲笑。
I don't want to lose a promotion because I'm honest.
我不想说因为我诚实我就错失这个提升的机会。
I don't want my children to complain because I raise them as Christians.
我不想我的孩子因为我把他们按基督徒的方式养大，他们就天天向我抱怨。
Paul says this, verse 18.
保罗斯他说，
For I consider that the sufferings of this time are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed to us.
就是我认为现时刻的苦难与将来要显明给我们的荣耀是无法相比的。
Now, this idea is important.
这个概念很重要。
I don't know how your Chinese translation, but
我不知道我们中文
的翻译怎么样。 The word consider there is a little disappointing in English.
这个英文的翻译，他说我想这个词翻译的不是很准确。
Because the word that he wrote here is a word that is a math term.
Math?
Mathematical.
他说他实际上那个想还有那个认为那个词是一个数学词。
It means this.
他的意思是
For I have calculated.
他说就是那个词意味着说我已经计算过了。
He's giving us, he says, I have two sets of numbers.
他说我有
two columns.
所以呢他说我有两行的数字。
One is the sufferings.
在这一行里边就是我所受的苦。
And the other is the glory.
另外一行呢就是将来的荣耀。
And in Romans 8:18 he says, I added up the suffering.
八章那个十八节这个想这个认为这个词就是我把这个受苦都加起来。
And I've added up the glory.
然后我把这个所有的荣耀都加起来。
And he says the number at the bottom.
但是在这个最后得到的这个总数呢
The sufferings are not worth comparing to the glory.
他说现在的这个苦所受的苦难跟将来的这个荣耀是完全没法相比的。
I have tried to say to you each week in this introduction.
所以呢在每个星期的引言中我每次想要跟大家说的是
That the theology that Paul is teaching us is not just theory.
保罗所教导我们的神学可不单单是理论。
But that it should affect your daily life.
应该影响你每日的生活。
Now the disadvantage of teaching in this big room with this many people.
所以在一个大这么大的教空间里教这么多的学生的这个不利之处在于
It's a little difficult to go around and say, please tell me, how did it affect your life this week?
我们不能说走来走去说这个星期是怎么影响你的。
I may end up having to do it that way.
也许我会走到你们跟前去问你们，但是我今天不会这么问。
But here is how this week's lesson should affect your life.
这个星期的功课是应该这样来影响你的生活。
This week,
这个星期
when you face temptation,
当你面对诱惑的时候
it can be big,
也可能是大的
it can be little.
当你面对这个试探或者是大的或者是小的
As I said before, sometimes it's easier to face being shot as a Christian martyr in theory, easier than it's the reality of being laughed at today.
所以呢在理论上呢有的时候呢你就是作为就是被作为殉道被打死其实比那个你在生活中因为你是基督徒被人嘲笑更容易一些
Sometimes
有的时候
suffering
有的时候这个受苦
is simply saying no to temptation
就是很简单的你要对试探说不
That means those words that I really want to say
这就意味着说我很想说的那些话
I really want them to know what I think.
我真想让他知道我到底在想什么。
The suffering is simply saying.
这个受苦就意味着。
No.
不。
I can't do that.
我不能这样做。
I can't say that.
我不能那样说。
Because as a Christian, I am called to be Christ-like.
因为作为基督徒，我要像基督。
And Christ would not say that.
但是基督不会这样说。
Is that suffering?
那是不是受苦呢？
I think so.
我觉得是。
It hurts not to say it.
当你不说这个话的时候，有时候是挺难受的，不舒服。
And so here is the daily application.
所以这个是在我们每日生活中的每日应用。
When I am tempted, Paul says,
当我被试探、被诱惑的时候
，add it up.
保罗说：“你把这些加起来。
What is it going to cost me to face this suffering?
这个我去面对这个苦难，
What is
我要付的代价是什么
？What is it going to cost me to deny myself?
这个否认我自己、舍己的代价是什么？
And I add it up.
然后我把这些代价都加起来。
And then in that moment of testing, and here is what becomes so critical.
这个很重要的就是，当你面对这个试探的这个时刻的时候，这个。
Because you understand that in testing, in temptation.
你知道，在这个受试炼的时候，受试探的时候。
In the moment.
在那一点，在那一刻。
The temptation looks good.
那个试探看得非常的好。
If it didn't look good, it wouldn't be temptation.
如果他看的不是很好，那就不再是试探诱惑了。
Right?
对不对
？It's tempting because it looks good.
他之所以诱惑人，就是他因为看上去很好。
And so it seems to me that Paul gives us a model for that moment.
所以呢，保罗就给了我们一个模型，让我在那面对试探的时候。
And that is to take the time to mentally stop and say, "Wait a minute."
所以保罗给我们的这个榜样就是说，在那一刻你停下来说，等一下。
Let me do some math real quick.
让我做一下数学题，做一下计算。
What is the benefit of this temptation?
这个试探的它的益处是什么呢
？Add it up.
然后你把它都给写下来。
What is the cost of this suffering?
然后你再把它就是说算一计算一下受苦的代价是什么
？Add it up.
你把它也加起来。
And then.
然后你就开始。
You go over here.
你再去到那边。
What is the glory that will come?
那个将来的荣耀是什么
？He says, "The sufferings that are for a little while."
就是那个所要受的那个片刻的苦难。
The glory that is eternal.
但是这个荣耀却是永久的，却
是永生的。
你把这些也加永恒的，你把
它加起来。And at the bottom of the list, you ought to be able to say, "Huh, this is pretty simple."
你把这都加起来，这两个数字你一比，你就说
Yes, I'm inheriting some suffering.
是的，我继承了一些苦难。
But wow,
我承受了苦难。
Look,
但是你看一看
the glory that I inherit.
但是你看看我将来所要继承的这个荣耀。
And it's kind of nice to teach this lesson here.
在这儿我教这个课是很好的。
Because you all are smart, you're engineers and stuff.
因为我们大家都很聪明，都是工
程师。So you ought to be able to do this math.
所以你可以很容易做这个计算题，对不对
？Right? You know math.
你知道这个。
And Paul says, when you add up the suffering and you add up the glory,
保罗说
you will understand what a wonderful, wonderful inheritance we have.
保罗说，你把这些所要受的苦加起来，再把这些将来的荣耀加起来，你就知道我们有一个多么奇妙的一个所继承的，我们的产业多么奇妙。
All of these are our wonderful inheritance.
这些都是我们所要承受的极美的产业。
But now let me move on.
然后我们继续。
Back to Ephesians.
再回到以弗所书。
After he talks about our inheritance.
当他讲完了我们的产业，我们所要继承的之后。
In him we have received an inheritance.
在他里边我们得到了基业。
And then I have one more.
然后我们还有下一个。
And I must confess, I missed this one completely when I was preparing my handouts and PowerPoints.
当我在准备这个幻灯片跟这个讲稿的时候，我完全就是没想到这一点。
I did not catch this.
我当时没有就是读到这一点。
But verse 13.
第十三节。
You were included in him when you heard the word of truth.
就是你们听见真理的道的时候呢，你们就已经得到了，也被应许，也被受了所应许的圣灵。
That word included is such a simple word that I missed it.
它这个英文就是你们也被包括在其中，因为这个包括这个词很简单，我当时就没留意到这个词。
Because I was looking for big theological words.
因为我在找那个又大的那个神学上的词，我就没。
Adopted.
第一个是被领养。
Redeemed.
救赎。
Inheritance.
然后继承。
And so I have all of these typed notes very nicely typed.
所以我把这些讲义都很好的写出来。
And then at the bottom of the page, I have written in handwriting because I realized I had missed one.
然后呢，我在下边又拿手写了一个，因为我意识到我 就是少没注意到这个词。
Because this week as I was reading this again,
然后我这个星期我又在读我的这个讲稿的词。
It hit me. Wait a minute.
突然我就好像想到说
To be included is an incredible blessing.
他说我们被这个被包括在这个产业里边是一个难以置信的一个祝福。
I am a very shy person.
我是一个很容易很害羞的人。
To be in a group is painful for me.
让我待在一群人里面对我来讲是很痛苦的。
And one reason is this.
一个原因就是
It hurts not to be included.
为什么呢？因为在这个群体里边我常常就不被包括在里边。
I've told you.
就会很难受。
When I was little, I was not athletic.
我告诉过你们，当我小的时候，我运动细胞很运动很差。
I could change that. When I got big, I was still not athletic.
当我虽然我长大了，但是我还是没有很多去运动细胞。
I will never be athletic.
我从来也不是说很有运动天赋。
And so I have stood there in elementary school as they're choosing teams. I don't think they do this anymore.
They do this, even though
they still do this. Okay.
说，他说在那个小孩比如说他们要比赛的时候，就会队长选队员。
It ought to be illegal.
应该不要到他们再这么选。
You're on my team.
他说你到我的队里边。
You're on.
你去那个队，然后你去那个队。
And they finally got down to three of us.
通常呢，最后就三个人没被选。
And the captains get together.
然后这些队长们就会聚在一起。
I'll take those two if you'll take him.
如果我把这两个都带走，如果你选他，我把这两个都选走。
No, 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 no. I'll take one and you take those two.
然后那个队长说，我就选这个，你把那两个。
Have any of you ever been part of those three?
你有没有就是最后是在那个三个不被选的队伍
当中？ Trust me, I know what it feels like not to be included.
你相信我，我真的知道说就是不被接纳、不被接受在一个群体里的感受。
And then they finally get it chosen.
最后他们都被选完了。
And I'm that one that got bargained.
然后我就是那个他们讨价还价都不想要的那个。
And the captain says, I want you to play outfield.
然后我说啊，那你就待在那个最外边最不重要的那个位置。
We're afraid someone will hit the ball across the street, so would you stand over there?
他说你能不能站在那个角落里？我们担心有人把那个球给打到街对面，所以你看，就是让那个球别跑。
And when the game's over, we'll call you.
当那个整个比赛都完了之后，我们带上你回来。
Not being included is painful.
所以你不被这个群体接纳，不被放成为其中的一份子，是很痛苦的，很难受的。
I was teaching in Nigeria.
我在尼日利亚讲课的时候。
Because you see, being not included when you're an adult also happens.
你知道，即使你作为成人，有的时候你还是不被接纳到这个群体里。
And they had the governor of the state coming to the campus where I was teaching.
然后呢，他们就有这个州里的像那个州长似的，他来到我们所教课的那个营会那个营地。
And they said we're having a special dinner.
他们说我们今天会有一个那个特别的晚宴。
So today let your class out early and come to the dinner.
所以让你的课早点结束，让他们可以参加这个晚宴。
But when I got there,
当我到那儿的时候
，they had not saved a place.
但是呢，却没有给我们预留位置。所以我到那儿了，没地方坐。
I'll just go back to my classroom.
所以我还是回到我自己的教室里去吧。
Because of that, this word is incredible to me.
所以，因为这些呢，所以这个词对我来讲
You also were included when you heard the message of truth.
他说，当你听到这个真理的道的时候，你也被包括在其中。
No matter what you've been excluded from.
不管你过去怎么样不被包括不被接纳在里边
Paul says
保罗说
When you heard the message of truth
当你听见这个真理的道
You were included
你已经被包括在这个群体里边了
I love history
我喜欢读历史书籍
And over the last couple of years I've been reading biographies of each of our presidents
我过去几年一直在读我们过去总统的传记
Some days it encourages me to realize we've always had trouble in our country.
所以有的时候呢，让我觉得还挺安慰的，就是说我们的国家其实一直是有麻烦的。
I'm reading right now about John F. Kennedy.
现在我在读肯尼迪总统的传记。
There is a wax museum of the presidents.
有一个蜡像博物馆，总统博物馆。
That I went to several years ago.
很多年前我去过。
And my favorite of all of the exhibits was a picture of John F. Kennedy and his cabinet sitting in a meeting.
我最喜欢的就是那个总肯尼迪总统跟他的内阁在一个一个会议里边，这个是一个展，那个一幅画。
It is a picture.
那个照片是。
Of the cabinet meeting during the Cuban Missile Crisis.
是在那个古巴战争那个危机的时候，他们有这个会议。
The country is afraid we might end up in nuclear war and be destroyed.
然后整个国家都很担心我们会进入这个核战争，最后整个国家被毁掉。
And this wax museum is based on a picture of the cabinet meeting that day.
那个蜡像当时所复制的就是当时的一个照片，是根据当时那个会议的照片复制的。
There is not a smile in the room.
在这个房间里边没有
人笑。They're all sitting there.
他们都坐在那儿，都很严肃。
There is no secretaries.
那边也没有秘书可以进来。
The only people in the room that day.
那天唯一能进到这个会议室的。
Are the big shots.
都是那个阶层很高大官员。
And I was standing there looking at this.
然后我就站在那个蜡像博物馆在看。
And there was one more person in the room.
你知道还有一个谁在那儿吗？
If you've ever seen this picture.
如果你曾经看过那个照片的话。
Behind the meeting.
在这个会议后边。
Is John F. Kennedy's desk.
是那个肯尼迪总统的后边他的一个那个他的办公桌。
And peeking from around it.
然后从那个办公桌下边，谁在往从那个办公桌下边往外看
？Is John Jr.
是那个肯尼迪的儿子，小肯尼迪。
With a little piece of chewing gum in his hand.
然后他手里边有一个小小的那个糖。
Because you see,
就是那个口香糖。
When John F. Kennedy was president,
当肯尼迪做总统的时候
，anyone who came into the Oval Office had to have permission.
所有的能到他这个椭圆办公室的人必须得走，
得有这个。Protocol.
你必须得有这个许可，你必须得经过一个程序。只有一个例外是
，for John Jr.
只有这个小肯尼迪
，who could just walk in whenever he wanted to.
他什么时候想进这个椭圆办公室，他就什么时候进
来。And in this most serious moment,
在这个最重要的这个历史时刻
，here he is.
但是这个小孩就在这个办公桌下边。
Why?
为什么
？Because he's included.
因为他被包括在其中。
I was reading about a cabinet meeting during the Civil War.
我又读到他们关于在这个就是美国国内独立战争内战的时候他们的一个一个会议。
The Northern Army has just lost a battle, and the cabinet is meeting again. Serious.
然后呢，这个北方呢，现在是刚刚输掉了一场战役，所以他们就有个内阁会议。
And all of a sudden,
突然之间
，Tad Lincoln。Abe Lincoln's little boy.
就是那个林肯总统的儿子泰德。
Bust in the door.
他就突然从这个门里冲进来。
Daddy, Daddy, Daddy.
爸爸，爸爸。
You have to pardon Jack.
你必须要那个原谅这个 Jack， 杰克。
Yeah, Jack. Who is Jack?
他爸说谁是 Jack？
Jack was Tad's favorite turkey.
他说杰克是我最喜欢的那个火鸡。
That was about to be killed to be cooked for Christmas dinner.
他说这个杰克要被杀掉做我们的圣诞的晚餐。
And in the middle of a cabinet meeting.
在那个整个这个严肃的那个会议之中。
Abraham Lincoln stops.
然后那个林肯总统就停下来。
He takes a piece of White House stationery.
然后他就拿了一张纸。
I, the President of the United States,
他说我美国总统
pardon Jack.
饶过放过这个杰克，这个火鸡
Abraham Lincoln.
然后这个签了他的名字林肯
Why?
为什么
Because Tad was included.
因为 Tad 他的儿子也被包括了
Everyone else has to have permission and follow protocol.
所有的别的人都要。经过许可，经过检查，才能进到这个会议里边。
But Tad is included because he's a son.
因为他是儿子，所以他已经被包括了。
Now here's what that means for me.
对我来讲，这意味着什么
？Paul says.
保罗说。
We have an advocate.
我们有一个
Christ is sitting at the right hand of the Father.
我们有个律师，辩护律师，他就在父的右边。
He's interceding for us.
他在为我们来祷告，为我们辩护。
And because of that, we are included.
因为他在为我们代祷，所以我们都被包括了。
And so that means in times of trouble.
所以呢，在这个动荡的时候，困难的时候，
we must make sure we have followed the proper protocol.
我们要有经过正常的程序。
Heavenly Father,
我们是不是说，哦，天上的父
？I have gone through the priest.
我已经经过了这个大祭司。
I have paid the proper amounts.
我已经付了我应该付的东西。
I have filled out the right forms.
我已经把这个表格都填好了。
And I am ready to make my request.
现在我准备好要向你请求了。
Right?
是这样的吗？
No,
不是这样的。
Some of you are looking worried. What's the protocol?
你们大家说这个词，这个协议协定，还有这个外交礼节意味
着什么呢？Please don't be worried.
不用担心。
Paul says.
保罗说。
We are included.
我们已经被包括在里边了。
Because we have an advocate.
因为我们有一位辩护律师。
Because we are sons.
因为我们是儿子。
We can enter.His throne room.
我们可以直接进到他的这个宝座前。
At any time.
在任何时候。
That is a wonderful, wonderful privilege.
那个对我们来讲，那个是我们很大的荣幸跟权益。
Because sometime in your life you will feel excluded.
因为在我们每个人的生活中，有些时候我们都会感觉到不被包括，不被欢迎。
I read our history and I look at our world.
我在读历史，我看我们的世界。
People are excluded because of their race.
因为他的种族，人们不被包括，他被。
People are excluded because of their age.
因为他们的年纪，他们不被包括。
On one end, they're too young, and we just kind of ignore them.
他们太小的时候，我们就忽略他们。
On the other end, they're too old, and we say, well, they no longer have anything to offer.
然后他们太老了，我们就说他们不再能做贡献了。
You come to retirement.
然后你一旦退休。
Someone said to me a while back, after I retired, suddenly I felt I was excluded.
有一个人就说，我一旦退休，好像我就完全。
I could no longer walk back into my workplace and have people remember me. I was not included anymore.
我也不能说再回到我过去的工作岗位。就是因为人都不记得我，我也不再被包括在里边。
But Paul says,
但是保罗说
，Again, in Christ, it's in Him.
要记住，因为我们之所以被包括，是因为我们在基督里。
We are included.
我们已经被包括在其中。
We are sons.
因为我们是儿子。
Let me move on.
我们被欢迎，再继续。
We're in verse 13.
在第十三节。
We have looked at the blessings that come from the.Father,
我们看到了从父而来的福气。
We have looked at the blessings that come from the Son.
我们也看到了因此而来的福气。
Verses 13 and 14 give us blessings that come through the Holy Spirit.
我们在十三节、十四节看到了因圣灵而来的福气。
We have seen that the Father chose us in Christ.
我们看到主因在基督里拣选了我们。
We have seen that the Son redeemed us with His blood.
看到父神拣选了我们。而圣子救赎了我们，用他的宝血。
And when we get to verses 13 and 14,
到十三节、十四节的时候，
we see that the Spirit preserves us.
是圣灵真的是保守了我们。
Now I'm not going to be able to get finished with this today.
我今天可能讲不完。
But let me tell you why this is so important.
让我告诉你为什么这个如此重要。
And let you think about it this week.
你这个星期可以仔细的来想。
And next week, then I'll try to break it down.
下一次我们可以把它分开讲。
There are many Christians.
有很多基督徒。
Let me say this differently.
让我换一个角度来讲。
I started the sentence and then backtracked. There are two dangers, I think, for Christians.
基督徒会面临两种危险。
Number one.
第一。
There is the danger of many Christians.Who see their relationship with God like a business deal?
有的时候我们觉得我们跟神的关系就像一个生意合同一样。
Sometime somewhere a pastor said,
在过去某时某刻有一位牧师曾经说
If you want to be a Christian, come forward.
你想成为基督徒你就到前边来
They came forward.
所以他们就到前边来
They were baptized.
他们受洗
And now, that's the end.
好像一切就结束了
Yeah, I know I'm a Christian because back in 1832, I was baptized.
因为我知道我是基督徒因为1932年我受洗了
But all through the New Testament, the Christian life is described as a life.
但是在所有的新约里边，这个基督徒的生活就被描述成一种生活，是一个旅程，一个行走。
A relationship.
是一个关系。
You will not find anywhere in the New Testament that the Christian life is described as a certificate on the wall.
你在新约里面的圣经，你找不到任何地方说基督徒的生活就是一个在墙上的一个证书。
It's a relationship that is ongoing.
那是一个一直持续不断的一种关系。
One danger.
另外一种
危险就是
在我们的跟神同行的过程中
is a kind of dead empty.
就是一个很空虚的一个死寂。
That says, well, I was baptized.
你就说，哦，我已经受洗了，那就是结束了。
The other danger, though.
另外一个危险就是。
And I think this is more real for many of us.
我觉得这个对我们来讲可能是更真实的。
Because we know that it's not just a one time and we're done.
这个我们知道不是一次性的受洗了就没事了这样的一件事。
And so we become fearful.
我们就变得很害怕。
What if I'm not good enough as a Christian?
就说，哎呦，作为基督徒，如果我没有好到
，What if I'm not holding up my end of the bargain?
如果我，Can you see that?
What if I'm not? I'm sorry, I get out there. What if I'm not holding up my end of the bargain? I'm not doing enough good.
就是说我做的不够好，就是神期待我做这么多，但是我最后还是没达到那个要求，怎么办？
And so they're constantly living in fear.
所以呢，他们就持续不断的活在这种恐惧之中，害怕之中。
That God is just going to say, "Oh, they're too much trouble."
然后就怕说神说，哎呀，他们这个太多麻烦了。
These two verses.
所以这两句
are incredibly important.
对我们来讲，真是。难以置信的重要
，because they show us，
因为它向我们显示
，the reality of a walk with God，
就是跟神同行的这个真实，这个真正的
写照是 ，that doesn't rely on our strength，
不是在于我们的力量
，doesn't rely on how good we are，
也不在于我们有多好
，but relies，
而是在于
on His incredible。
而是在于神难以置信的这种恩典。
You see, all through Ephesians, we're going to see this.
通过整个以弗所书，我们可以看到。
How are we saved?
我们是如何得救的
？By grace.
是因着恩典。
How are we made holy?
我们是如何成为圣洁的
？By grace.
是因着恩典。
How are we preserved day by day?
我们是每一天如何蒙神保守的？
By grace.
是因着恩典。
How will we face death?
我们如何面对死亡呢
？By grace.
因着恩典。
All of it is God's grace working in us.
是神的恩典在我们的生命中工作。
And that brings an incredible peace.
这样会给我们的心里带来巨大的这种平安。
In our walk with God.
当我们跟神同行的时候。
Because it no longer depends on us.
因为不在于我们自己。
And so look at what he says. We're going to get a little bit of this stuff.
第十三、第四节，我们看一点。
First, I want you to see the Holy Spirit has sealed us.
第一个，他看到说圣灵就是印了我们。
Look at what he says in verse 13.
看到第十三节是如何讲的。
In Him,
就是在他里边，在基督里。
You were included.
你们已经被包括。
When you heard. The word of truth.
当你听到那真理的道。
The first step we heard it.
第一步是我们听见了真理的道。
And how did that step happen?
我们如何听到真理的道呢
？Through God's grace.
是因着神的恩典。
For those of you who, how many of you are first generation Christians?
我们多少人是第一代的基督徒
？Okay. You have a wonderful privilege.
我们有一个。非常棒的一个特权。
Because you can probably remember the wonder of hearing the gospel the first time.
也许你还能记得当你听到这个福音的时候的那种惊喜。
And there is something incredible about that transformation.
所以呢，你的那种改变是很让人很激动的。
But you have a challenge, and that is this.
但是你还面对一个挑战，就是。
For our children who grow up in the church,
对我们这些在教会里长大的孩子
they can forget the wonder of that.
他们会有时候会忘记这个得救的这种惊喜，这种惊奇。
You see, I went to church the first time when I was 7.
我七岁的时候我就去了教会。
7 days old.
当我七天之大，我就去了教会。
And I went every Sunday after that.
然后之后呢，我每个星期天都去教会。
Because my dad was a pastor.
因为我爸爸是牧师。
And when you grow up in the church,
当你就是在教会里长大的时候，
you can lose the wonder.
你有时候就是不再对此感到惊
喜。Of being included when you heard the word of truth, the gospel.
你就是说，你就不再说因为你听到真理的道，然后你被包括被接纳的这种所有的惊奇。
Now, here's what's important.
重要的是。
Here's what we must communicate for our children.
这个我们要为我们孩子所做的事。
Let's do this again. How many of you are first generation Christians?
多少人是第一代的基督徒？
How many of you are Christians?
多少人是基督徒？
All right. If your hand is raised that you are a Christian,
如果多你说你问你基督徒的时候，你举手了。
Then raise it again. You are a first generation Christian.
然后你也说你是第一代的基督徒，你举手了。
Because no matter what your parents were,
不管你的父母是谁
，you had to hear the gospel for yourself.
你自己必须要亲身听到。
You had to respond yourself.
你自己必须要去回应。
And you are a first generation.
从这个意义上来讲，你也是第一代的基督徒。
Because God has no grandchildren.
因为神是没有孙子的。
We are all either children or not children.
我们或者是神的孩子，或者不是。
You understand?
了解到了吗？
Somehow we must communicate to our children who grew up in the church.
所以我们要跟我们在教会里长大的孩子想办法跟他们交流的是
the wonderful beauty of the gospel.
就是这个福音的这个奇妙的美好之处。
That even if we grow up in the church,
即使你是在教会里长大的，
we are sinners.
我们还是罪人。
Your children, people as nice as they are,
虽然你的孩子看起来很好，
must know.
他们必须要知道
they are sinners.
他们是罪人。
We don't like to tell them that.
我们不喜欢告诉他们这些。
But it is an important truth.
但是这是一个很重要的真理。
Because I said to you before,
我就像我以前告诉大家，
the gospel that you can be saved is not good news unless you know you need to be saved.
如果你不觉得你自己需要被拯救，那福音对你来讲就不是好消息。
And so we must communicate.To our next generation.
所以我们必须要跟我们下一代孩子要告诉他们
They need to be saved.
他们需要被拯救
And then we must communicate the wonderful joy that they can be saved.
然后告诉他们这种能给他们带来巨大喜悦的这个事实就是他们可以被拯救
Because this is what happens.
这个不然会发生什么
Ignore the bell just for a minute.
先不要听那个打铃的。
I checked. They have enough lunch. They won't run out.
他们会有给我们留下食物的。
Here's what happens.
要不然就会这样的。
The first generation that comes to Christ is excited.
作为第一代的基督徒，你就很兴奋。
This is wonderful. This is the most wonderful thing that ever happened to me.
太棒了！这是发生在我生命中最美好的事情。
I was dead and now I'm alive. I was blind and now I see.
我过去死，我现在活。我过去是眼瞎的，我现在看见了。
Another generation comes along.
但是呢，下一代起来了。
And instead of feeling like I was dead, they think I had a slight touch of the flu.
然后呢，而不是觉得说他们死在过犯罪恶中，他们说，哎呀，我不过我没死，我不过是得了一个流感。
And getting over the flu is not nearly as exciting as being raised from the dead.
就是你从那个流感中恢复好，跟你从那个死里复活那种。 那种感受是完全不同的，死里复活让你更兴奋。
Instead of knowing I was blind, they think, you know, I needed glasses. I was a little bit nearsighted.
瞎的完全看不见，他们不过是觉得哦，我不过是需要一副眼镜。
And the gospel loses its vigor and thrill.
所以呢，对他们来讲，这个福音对他们来讲就没有那么兴奋，没有那么刺激，没有那么激动人心。
We're not the first ones that that happened to.
我们并不是说他们是第一个经历这样的问题的。
The first century.
第一世纪
after Pentecost,
就在这个五旬节之后
the people who were at Pentecost were excited.
你知道在五旬节的时候人们都很激动
They go out to change the world.
他们出去改变了这个世界
But 50 years later,
但是只过了五十年
John is going to write.
然后就是约翰老约翰写福音写书信
to the church of Ephesus.
他对这个以弗所的教会说
You've left.Your first love.
你们离弃了你们起初的爱。
You still, and here's what's important. You still do good works.
你们仍然在做好的工作。你们。
You still teach right doctrine.
你们那个教导也是正确的。
But you've lost the passion of your love.
但是你们却没有了刚开始你们那种起初的爱心，没有了那种热忱。
I wasn't thinking about this morning when I asked our brother and sister how many years they've been married. 51 or 52, they can't remember.
我今天早上问连弟兄，问连医师，他们结婚了多少年？那不是51、52？
Worries me a little that you can't remember. If you're going to stay in love that long,
如果你们可以相爱那么久
you have to remember the beauty of the person that you're in love with.
你肯定还记得你们当时所爱的他当时你们爱他的时候的样子
right
对不对
and in the second generation it's easy to lose that
对第二代的这种长基督徒他们在这长大他们很容易失去那种叹为观止的那种惊奇
and so next week we're going to finish
下个星期
13 and 14
我们会下一次我们会讲完第十三十四节
and we're going to see
然后我们会看到
that through the power of the Spirit working in us,
因为在我们里边所工作的圣灵的大能
we can keep that love and that passion.
它可以保持我们里边的爱和那种热忱
This week, please think about question four.
这个星期请想一下这个第四个问题使他的荣耀得到称赞意味着怎样的生活
Because I'm going to take time next week to talk about this.
所以下个星期呢，我们会讲下一次我们会讲这个。
All of these blessings are so that we will live to the praise of His glory.
所有的这些祝福是让我们能够活出来一个生活，使神的荣耀得到称赞。
I want you to think about what will that look like.
那样的生活会是什么样的呢？请大家回去想一想。
Dear God, I thank you for the blessings that you have poured into our life.
主啊，我们为你浇灌在我们生命中的祝福感谢。
We do not deserve to be chosen.
我们不值得被你拣选。
We do not deserve to be included.
我们不配被你包括在你的家庭之中。
We do not deserve an inheritance.
我们也不配得产业。
But because of your great, great love.
但是因为你奇妙伟大的爱。
You have made us your children.
你让我们成为你的孩子。
Would you help us?
请你帮助我们。
That we will live.To your glory.
让我们能够活出来一个为了使你的荣耀得到称赞的生活。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣。